takes citizen activism to get it done, folks, and the pressure is on for us now if we want to hand this to our children and their children and their children and their children.
Sloan Shoemaker, director of Wilderness Workshop and organizer of an event on Saturday, told a small crowd that had trekked to the summit of McClure's Pass that the communities of the North Fork, Crystal River, and Roaring Fork Valleys share local public lands and watersheds, as well as the need for intact landscapes for food, water, and economic growth.
We're here to demonstrate that we stand united with our friends on both sides of the divide with the same goals, the same values, the same objectives of keeping this landscape from being altered in a boom-bust cycle of energy extraction that I think would be bad for both of us.
This is more than just a landscape. It's a way of life for people. It's what feeds people literally and spiritually. And so it's difficult and understandable that Washington doesn't really understand why we're trying to protect these places as hard as we are.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson was one of several speakers from conservation and sportsmen's groups, town governments, and the farming and ranching community.
Carbondale has been probably the strongest beneficiary of all the efforts that have been put forth to support our watershed in the Thompson Divide and that area. And so, first of all, thank you for all those who have helped us get almost to the finish line. We're still not completely out of the woods, but we really sent a strong message. And I think every time we accomplish something like that, our message gets stronger. We fine-tune what works and what doesn't work. And so now we're set up to take on the next one in the North Fork Valley. And I think
Richardson was talking about protections for the Thompson Divide against natural gas drilling. The North Fork Valley is now facing the same thing. Alex Dowie, Assistant Director of Energy and Climate at the Wilderness Society, told KDNK that the Bureau of Land Management is updating its resource management plan for the North Fork Valley. Local residents have submitted a citizen's alternative to stem pressure from the energy extraction industry to drill for natural gas in sensitive areas.
Yes, it was an alternative in the BLM's draft plan, and we're expecting the BLM to publish their proposed plan in the coming months. And again, we're standing with our partners in the local community to ask that the BLM adopt the citizen's alternative.
Barry Pinnell is on the Paonia Town Council and the board of the Western Slope Conservation Center. He says the citizens' alternative is a compromise.
It's not that we want fracking, but we also know that you have to give some to get some. And there's a lot of different people that want to use the land, and there's a lot of mixed use. So really what it is a compromise, saying that we know that there's going to be some areas, but there's some areas that we want assurance that we can have protection. So it's giving a little to get a little.
Pinnell is excited about the citizens' alternative, stating that it's a good example of grassroots action.
The community got together and put that initiative together, and that was my message here today, was it's great to talk about things, but people got together and motivated and took action. I think that was a perfect example of the power of that. Just to get that on the docket is a big deal.
The North Fork Valley is also featured in the Wilderness Society's Too Wild to Drill report, which will be released later this month. Alex Dowie said the report highlights areas that are threatened by energy extraction and other issues.
We decided to highlight this place in support of our local partners' efforts to protect the valley and its wildlands, roadless areas, organic farming, wineries, and the importance of the clean air and water there, and the need to protect that from proposed oil and gas drilling in the area.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson met Paonia Town Councilor Barry Pinnell for the first time Saturday, but Richardson believes that the communities of Carbondale and Paonia have already built a strong relationship.
Carbondale and Paonia are similar in that the communities are much bigger than the local government. So yeah, it's true that Barry as a town council member and me as mayor, we had never met, but the communities of Carbondale and Paonia in some degrees are attached at the hip.
For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.